You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Hello, can you hear me?
1, 2.
Oh, I can hear you. Or are we having that problem again, Graham?
No.
No, do you remember before?
I know, yeah.
Bear with us, we're a little bit ring rusty.
1, 2, can you hear me?
I don't need to hear
can
myself.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Is it the wrong hole? I think we had this problem before, didn't we?
We could hear one microphone, but not the other.
Just before the new year. And we
it's good to see it's got better.
We swept
one,
it.
1, 2. Oh, hello.
Oh.
Has that got louder on you?
Hello.
1, 2.
Oh. No.
Oh, it's that way too loud.
So loud on you.
One second.
Yeah, it's extremely loud. It's she making my ears bleed.
Down.
Hello. Yeah, you have a go talking?
1, 2, 3.
Oh, you sound great.
1, 2.
I just can't hear me.
Can't hear you now?
No. I could never hear me. I could always hear you.
Oh, crap, yeah. Oh, here, what we do is...
Hey, no problem.
Microphone's down.
Do you think? Oh, yes, I can hear now. But now I feel bad. You're restricted over there like a caged animal.
I'm not.
Happy New Year. It's 2021, baby. You scared? Am I talking too loudly? Can you hear me, Graham?
I think since we've been gone...
We're a bit ring rusty.
The levels are all over the place in this.
Look, great to be back. How are you, boys and girls?
There we go.
Hope you had a great Christmas.
1.5 minutes of us trying to fix levels.
I think it's good. I think it shows that we're trying to relearn what we knew in 2020.
How do you want to kickstart this? Want to go you, me, or do you want to go emails?
Jeez, we have emails.
Of course, we're one of the biggest podcasts in this room.
I'd do emails at the end. I think that could be
Let's see how many emails we have.
A little mint or something after a meal.
I'm so golden.
Graham, welcome the listener back. Welcome back. Did you have a nice Christmas? Did Santa come?
Oh, we've got... Did Santa come? Two.
Santa come down the chimney and did you get the gifts you wanted?
What did you get for Christmas?
I got a lot of swimming gear.
Okay.
I got swimming togs, goggles.
Yeah.
A swimming cap.
Yeah.
Didn't get a towel. What am I supposed to dry my body with? Now, I don't know if I spoke about this. Actually, I did, because I speak about anything that happens in my life. I bring it on to this bad boy.
Yeah.
Christmas morning.
Yes, you went in. You did the dip.
Yeah, I would like to think anyone that listens to this podcast follows our Instagram.
Yeah.
Nathan_O'Reilly_Graham.
I'm okay.
No,
I'm okay.
Graham,
I don't need the followers.
You gotta plug your social media.
I don't. Why? For what?
For status.
Nah.
To boost that ego
don't
of
need,
yours.
Don't need it anymore.
Instagram O'Toole.
Instant coffee O'Toole. Follow me. I'm instant coffee O'Toole.
So, just a quick refresh. Family tradition. It's been happening the last few years now. My parents, they wake up on Christmas morning and they go for a dip
in
the 40
foot. Every morning and they go for a dip.
They tend to.
That's
they are sea
amazing.
Swimmers. I don't know what happens down there.
Do they wear wetsuits?
They did buy a wetsuit last year, but I think it was too small on my father.
Do they use the gloves? I see people up on Instagram using these kind of wetsuit gloves now.
Oh, do they stick to rocks or anything?
No, I think it's just to keep your hands warm, because maybe if your hands and feet are
Raynaud's disease,
warm, maybe warms up the body. I don't know the science behind it.
I don't know if they have these wet mittens. I haven't asked them. I haven't observed. Are you okay? It seems you're getting a stroke.
The light was
Do
very
you want me to
bright.
Turn the light off?
I don't know. No, I'm fine.
Are you all right?
I just got a bit of a creak in my neck as
oh,
well.
Oh, Jesus.
Not the best scratching. Shape. I'm the best shape
I feel, like I'm very close to you. Am I sat too close or are
no,
you okay?
Maybe a little bit. That's because you have to use the microphone.
Yeah, it's a different microphone. I just feel like I'm very close up
That's
to your
right.
face.
I just won't stare at you.
So, I didn't know if I was going to get in this year for a swim. I'd never done it before with the family. My brothers did it the last few years with my parents, I felt like the ugly duckling.
You stand there and stare.
I stand there in the 40 foot and I try and encourage my parents. My mother doesn't really look at me. I stand.
Does she love you?
Like, great question.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you asked me in 2021 because I knew that was on the tip of your tongue over the years since we've done this. So you're very brave. Does she love me?
Where do you rank in favoritism amongst
all my brothers?
Your brothers. I'll tell you, I'd say in my out of my three,
yeah,
my father's number one, my mother's number three. That's where I reckon I rank.
With your love.
With their love. Their love for their kids.
Would you say your dad favours you the most?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Oh, without a doubt. And then, ma'am, I'm the least.
I would say I'm the least with my father.
Really?
Potentially.
Okay.
And maybe third with my mum.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with that. That's okay.
Look, we're getting relegated. If it's a club, if it's a football club.
Yeah, we're going down.
I'm going down. No, I think it goes in waves. You know, parents love, no, they go doesn't. Up and down.
They have their favourites and that's it. And if they're lying, if they say they don't, that's absolute horseshit. That's horseshit. You obviously prefer a different human being to someone else.
You'd like to think...
There's different qualities and I prefer certain qualities.
You would like to think that you would...
Oh, I can choose. You can.
Always love your first. Do you know if you were
not
a parent...
Not if they're a dick.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Not if my firstborn kid is a dickhead in school and starts bullying people and then I've got another child who's such an angel, I'd be like, well, I'm much for the second kid.
Yeah, that is true. Do you know, you don't pick your children. And your children, they don't pick you. You don't pick your family.
You can choose your friends. You can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends.
Can you even choose your friends?
Yeah.
What if you're
Well, I can't fucking get rid of you, can I?
What if you're forced into gangs?
They're not friends, though. They're just... it's kind of like we're forced into this relationship.
We are friends. Would you say we're a married couple that don't have sex?
Yes, absolutely.
So
not
I,
for the want of trying.
No.
He's struggling in the bedroom department. We won't see anymore.
Graham. No,
there was a great ad, actually, speaking of this, I was watching the football.
Yeah.
And it was... you were watching the same match. It was during the Liverpool-Southampton game beforehand. And it would go, Dong Wanger... Sausage wiener. And it was just all these words
about
popping
dicks.
Up. And I didn't know what the fuck it was about. And yeah. I never said dick or penis. And it was just like slang words for
say
your
knob.
Penis. Yeah, knob, wanger, wiener, right. Yeah. Schnitzel, all this kind of stuff. And then it would stop and went, are you struggling to get an erection?
Yeah, I saw
you
that.
See, it's such a good ad.
Yeah.
I was like, that's how you do an ad because it grabbed your attention. And it was so simple because it was just a person saying the words flashing on the screen. It was so different to everything else. And it was for erectile dysfunction, which you can just order online in the UK.
I know.
In Ireland, you got to get a prescription for it.
I don't
Not
know.
That I know. My friend in Spain told me.
I love the way you say...
Why have my friend in Spain tell me about the prescription service of Viagra in Ireland? Obviously, my friend... He's living in Spain now, but they grew up in Ireland.
Hola, Graham.
And they moved to Spain because it was easier to get Viagra.
Hola, Graham, take this pill.
Hola, mi amigo. Oh!
I love the way you said, oh, do you know those ads that grab your attention? If I hear the word knob, I'm going to just...
I don't know if I said knob, but to be honest, I think it was a lot more
pay attention.
Subtle. I think it was subtle. Because I thought it was an ad for like hot dogs.
You're like, yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm pretty hungry. And then I was like, no, knob.
So back to our relationship. Would you say we're a married couple at this point?
Yeah. I see you more than anybody.
I know, Graham.
Anybody in my life.
But Graham.
Think about it.
Would you say.
Anyone.
We don't have sex anymore. Or would you say maybe on good occasions.
Oh, so actually we're in a relationship.
No, you and I now. We've been together for.
10 years.
10 years.
And.
And it's a married couple.
I'd say we got married after year three.
Would you say we had a kid, which was
married.
A show, and we didn't want to divorce then? We said, let's stay with
Jesus,
the kid.
Yeah, let's stay with the kid. So we
had our tough moments.
In year one and two, it was very much kind of like we were dating, we were having a bit of fun, we were going out.
Oh, do you remember we used to go
you
out?
You were accusing me of getting with your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah,
a lot of that kind of crazy stuff was happening in the relationship.
But the early
that's a
days,
true story.
The
as
early
well.
Days were lovely. Like the early days, I'm not saying this isn't lovely. The early days, that was really like we'd stay up all night. We'd be gabbing. We'd be making love in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the beginning of a relationship. All day.
Jesus, like, you couldn't get us out of the bed.
We wouldn't be checking our phone.
The room's a stink. At all. We didn't open the windows either. It was rotten.
You know when
we wake up and the window's all condensation.
I tell you, I knew your body more than my own.
So, okay, and then we got...
And I got to meet your parents. We started doing that, you know.
And then you came down to meet my parents with a hickey on your neck. And I have to say it wasn't me. Another true story. Yeah. There's a lot of truths sprinkled in here.
Yeah.
Then we started to get paid. So
we got paid.
That's kind
of us living together.
That's living together.
Yeah.
We weren't...
Are we renting or are we? Have we bought the place?
Do you remember the time we had our meeting and we were actually getting our first show on Sunday night? And we sat down. Do you remember where we were sitting down? This is a true story. I'm not weird life. Do you remember where we sat down afterwards going, I can't believe we're going to start getting paid. And that was very small sums of money. But it was... Still is.
Yeah.
But it was even smaller back then. It was for one show.
It's that remember, times five.
Do you remember when we got brought in, all right? I was just thinking about this week.
Yeah.
We won't say this is all money. But when we got brought in by the boss, you'll definitely remember this. And he goes, usually... Now,
English boss.
Was it the English boss or the other boss?
The other boss.
The actual boss at the time. It was the other boss. No, it was English boss.
English boss, yeah.
Now, usually, we give our presenters for one this amount. But we're going to give you this amount because we really care about you. It was €5 extra. That's no word of a lie. Was it 5 or 10?
Yeah.
I think it was 5.
Something around that.
It was 5 or 10 euro extra for a show.
Oh,
and we
God.
Were like, thank you.
I was like, well, that's a dart journey. Return dart ticket.
But then we sat down outside. What's the building where the person's climbing up the side? We are cycling down.
It's that.
Accenture.
What's it?
There's a little bench there where the canal comes over to the malt house where you're driving along the canal. And we sat there. We can't believe we're getting paid.
I remember that, yeah.
So that was definitely honeymoon.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So...
Don't talk about happening in Cabo.
Wait, so where are we?
Not Cabin Dealey. No.
Honeymoon. We're honeymoon. Have we bought the place? Or are we renting?
Right. No, that's honeymoon. And then Zoo Cruise, probably we bought a house.
Zoo Cruise bought
down.
The house. Potentially, we bought the house. We didn't,
we're doing up the
we
house.
Didn't, yeah, but we didn't look at the plumbing. There's a few sort of problems. We have noisy neighbours from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
We do. It's a two-bedroom house, and I'm finding from time to time.
That time,
you're out. You're going out, and you're drinking, and I've made you dinner, and your dinner's in the microwave.
I'm also throwing things at the wall.
You're throwing things at the wall.
There's a little cracks happening. I'm getting frustrated.
which
actually happened as well. I did throw a phone at the wall at one stage. No word of a lie. Another truth.
You've been drinking with your friends, and then I would hear the.
No. Falling as well.
And you know what's the worst thing? I'm thinking, he's going to crawl in next to me and he's going to try and get with me. He doesn't even go into the bedroom. He goes to the spare one.
Spare bedroom.
And then the next morning, breakfast for you.
In silence.
In silence.
Now we're at a stage where we want a divorce, but we can't because we can't afford it.
And we love our kid too much.
Yeah.
We can't. Love our kid.
We can't afford it.
Our kid wouldn't be able to cope with the divorce.
No. So we can't afford it financially for the lawyers.
I'd like to think we still have the odd.
Jeez, oh, we have the odd night of passion after a fucking row.
But I think then it's awkward. We're silent straight afterwards.
Jesus, we haven't done that in a while.
Where have you learned these moves from? You never did that with me.
Honest to God, how have we got talking about this?
Oh, it's
where
great.
Did this stem from?
I think swimming.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
How? Oh, who loves you more, man?
Who loves
couple?
You more? Because I said I hadn't been getting into the sea, the 40-foot with my parents.
I still don't know how we got to that point.
Anyway. I really enjoyed it. Kind of painted a picture.
Yeah.
I think we knew if it was a straight relationship, a man and a woman, I was always going to be... I saw myself in a dressing gown with my hair curled.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
I just saw that.
Yeah. With a cigarette standing at the front.
Yeah, always say, where is he? And I'm speaking to the neighbour. Have you seen my husband? Yeah, he was with that young one down the street. What?
Sorry, I can't know. I don't even know where to pick up.
It's a hard one to pick up. I'm going to say I wanted to get in.
Oh, yes,
year.
The water.
I really wanted to swim with my parents on Christmas morning because I said to myself, getting older, You and I now, we're an old chunk of coal these days, going to be turning 30.
30 this year.
30 this year. Wow. And I thought, you know, all we have in life is memories.
Think about, though, I know we're feeling like, oh my God, we're 30 this year. Think about when we were, say, 50. Yeah. And we look back when we're 30, go,
we were so young. So young. We didn't realize how young
so
we were.
So young.
Do you know they say, as you get older, you look at pictures of yourself. We're not going to realize how good looking...
Well, I won't.
We're not going to realize how good looking...
You won't have to worry about that.
Listen, we're not going to know how good...
I'm not in this relationship for the looks.
Listen, or the personality, or the fucking money.
Go on.
We're not going to know how good looking we are right now. Like, do you think you're good looking right now?
I think I'm average.
Yeah, you probably are. I would say
my
you're
personality,
average.
I always said it. I'm a solid 6, but my personality brings me up to a 7.
They say that if you're humorous, it adds 2.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'll give you 1, and I'll take the 2.
No, I say I'm a 7.
Would you say? What would you say? Now,
in what?
I
now?
Trimmed my beard yesterday a
did
bit
you?
Too close.
Oh, Jesus Christ, let me see.
That's a thing.
Move to the
you
side.
You don't notice.
Move.
You
move
don't.
Wait, let me get the torch.
Rachel open. Ryan in work. She produces The Breakfast Show on 98FM. You don't need to shine a light in my face.
Turn.
She said to me, did you trim your beard?
I actually think it looks really nice.
The problem is...
You left your goatee longer, like Rafa Benitez.
I like rubbing. Here, stop shining the light in my eyes. It actually really hurts.
Oh, shite.
What?
The revenue. They want our. They want the VAT.
Oh, shit. I thought it was going to be that time.
Yeah. All right, never mind.
This is becoming increasingly more difficult to kind of know where I began with this story. Right.
Are you in the water yet?
No. I said,
I've got a great story to tell as well. Yeah, I don't have
look,
the time.
No, I'll be very quick. Look, roll on Christmas morning. I did say I'm going to swim with my parents, but I hadn't told them. I wanted it to be a surprise because I wanted all the attention.
Yeah.
And Christmas morning...
Did you get in on the 23rd? You said you were going
no,
down
I
the
didn't.
23rd.
I practice. Didn't. No. So I just said, do you know what? If this is going to be horrible, isn't it better to do it just once than twice?
Yeah, fair enough.
Christmas morning.
That's why I love you. I mean, what?
What? Christmas morning, my bedroom door swings open. It's my dad. Get out of my room.
What time?
7 a.m. They want to go early.
I refused to get up before 8.
For on Christmas?
Weeks, for the 2 weeks.
Did you?
Yeah. Claire wanted me to get up to do an online CrossFit session.
Oh my God.
At 7:30.
Online crossword.
At 7:30. And I go, sorry. No.
Jesus.
I won't be doing that.
Do you do CrossFit with her online?
No, because it's so early. Because the only time I'll be able to do it with her will be at the weekends or holidays. And I say, I get up early at the week.
Have you done CrossFit with her
I've
ever?
I've done it before. It
What's
is
it
so
like?
Hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard. It's one way to... You think you're fit? You're not fit.
So what exactly is it? Is it just you're in a circuit?
It's different every time. But yeah. I did it once with her where it was a lot of
reps.
Burpees, squats, and like... leg ups and stuff, but it's just so much volume. Yeah. It's 40 minutes non-stop without a break.
Do you remember on your GAA team you were doing these challenges and one challenge was about press ups and you were getting so pissed off because you were perfectly doing
well, I'm
the
very
form
competitive.
Right.
I'm a very competitive person.
And
I like to win and I was up I was like top 3 in every single thing we did.
People were dry humping the ground. The form wasn't great.
It was literally like a 13-year-old boy was just finding out that if he rubbed his penis against a mattress, he would get this really nice sensation.
And
this man was in his 40s.
Bernard. Say,
well done,
Bernard.
Bernard did 250 in a minute. I know he fucking didn't. He dry humped the ground.
Well done, Bernard. Bernard's won.
Oh,
thank you guys.
I got so angry.
I'm sweating
because
now.
Also we were doing the quickest 1 kilometer run. I nearly killed myself doing it. And I know for a fact the fella never ran in his life. He definitely put it in the back of a bicycle or something. He blitzed everyone. I got this.
Oh,
no
you
chance.
Didn't have to show it. You didn't have to.
No, you had to do. You had to show your screenshot on Strava. You didn't have to video record yourself. Just showing. Oh, I did a kilometer in 3 minutes or something.
God, do you remember Strava?
Still there. Still very much there in the running world. I used it last week.
So, wake up, 7 a.m. My dad swings the door.
We're going backwards. We were at the beach, and now we're back in the house.
You've ruined it. I didn't say beach. Oh, I was saying we're all set for the 40 foot.
We're the water.
And he said, "Look, we're going to the beach." I went, "Beach?" I mentally prepared myself. It was a 40 foot. And he said, "No, we're going to the beach, Killiney Beach." And I said, "Jesus, if I knew that, I would have watched that Leonardo DiCaprio film,
Castaway."
That's Tom Hanks. That was a good joke. I know you found that funny. That was a bit of stand-up.
I was at that beach and I thought I was going to die. Do you want to hear a story
Killiney
about that?
Killiney Beach?
No, the beach of Leonardo DiCaprio in the beach.
Were you actually?
It's in Thailand. I was at it.
Can I just, quick one. Do you think this is hard to listen to?
Well, us just...
Just us free-balling.
Look, we haven't been on in 3 weeks. This is what they want.
I know, but...
This is us just...
It's very trippy. It's hard to... know what's going on.
So you get on these boats in Thailand.
Here we go.
And they go, "Okay, we're going to drop you to the beach where Leonardo DiCaprio was." I go, "This is amazing."
Had you seen the film?
Not at the time.
You're like, I hope Wilson is there, the ball from Castaway.
So where's the ball?
And you,
Wilson!
Do you know how I had to really spell it out for you? Because I went, "Hope Wilson's there." You, glazed look. The ball. Glazed look. From the film Castaway. Then I get the
chuckle. I really have to give you a bit of a reset here. It was a day of boat trips where we got on a boat and they'd bring us to different islands, and at the end was the beach. The start of it was going snorkeling. This is really where I got my fear of sea swimming, where I jumped in to go snorkeling. They didn't tell you how to do it, just threw it at you in a place called Shark Valley, and I couldn't do it. And I was holding on to the boat and everyone was laughing at me, and I go, I hate sea swimming now. But later on that day, they drove us to the beach, and I thought they'd drive us up to the beach and we'd hop off and we'd walk onto the beach. But because it became so popular with tourists, the beach was being destroyed, so we had to go the back way.
Oh.
So
is this a legit place?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the company running this.
Well, it's all locals with boats saying, okay, "Well, bring you around."
Yeah.
Like in the tourist offices, and you pay for it and it comes and collects you. So they park up the boat in, like, beside these cliffs. I go, "Where the hell is the beach?" And they go, he's no English, he goes, climb. I go, "What?"
Yeah, great Miley Cyrus song.
Yeah, the climb. We had to jump out of the boat into the water, swim to the cliff where it was like gladiators, where there was this rope. Wasn't this one rope? It was kind of like how would you describe it? Like a netted rope.
Yeah.
Like there were small squares where you put your feet. It was like,
Jesus.
And then you would have to, it was like one of these old ropes. You had to climb that, like, really high cliff. Like, I'd say.
And you didn't have a harness?
Nothing. No, this is Thailand. They don't give a shit about safety. And you're climbing it and you're like so scared, like, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." And then you get to the top. And then you go, "Okay, that wasn't too bad." And you go to the beach, you have a bit of fun. You stay there for about 20 minutes. You sit on the sand. You're walking there.
It's packed full of people.
You're getting nice and close like you can't do anymore. You're asking some local to take a picture. "I'm on the beach for the ball."
Do you have
and
a picture
Wilson
of yourself
was.
On the beach?
Yeah, I won't be able to find it now. Yeah. And then you think, oh shit, we have to go back.
Crawl down the net.
We have to go down the net.
Oh my God.
So we're walking back. And there's a queue of people to get down the net, and everybody's freaking out because they don't tell you you have to climb this net.
Yeah.
And everyone is freaking out. You're in this queue, and then you're kind of looking down, and people are kind of going, "Ah, oh my God," because people, like, some people are like me, they're not strong swimmers in the sea, and they're shitting it. And I cannot explain how scared I was.
Oh.
And you're looking, the water has now got choppy after the half an hour you've been on the beach. So I'm climbing down this rope so slowly, but then there's about 30 English people on Gop Year. Kind of rushing you along. So I get down to the bottom and I'm like, I've got nothing to push myself off. And it's like, there's no ground. You're in the middle of the sea. So I said, all right, if I get my foot on the bottom rung of this rope and I just push myself off the rope, it should give me enough kind of acceleration to go swimming. I'm not a strong swimmer, but I'll hopefully do it. As I pushed, my ankle got tangled in the rope and it brought me down. And I started to panic. And then I somehow got free and I swam. And I tell you, it was like
it's
it was
a water
shark.
Warm.
Oh, the water's lovely.
Is
really
it?
Crystal clear. And I'm swimming for my life.
Wow.
And I eventually get into the boat, which is about 30 to 40 yards away, which doesn't seem that much. But for someone who was scared shitless and thought he was about to drown 10 seconds ago, it seems like a mile away.
And are there pictures of Leonardo DiCaprio around the beach?
Not really. No, also, I'd say not really. No, there wasn't.
I wouldn't mind going down this tangent. You did mention Gladiators.
Yeah.
Do you think you could have completed it?
No.
Do you know the
wrist
end?
My wrist is too sore. But the Travelator.
The Travelator. I used to always watch The Travelator and think to myself, what do you need for that?
Problem with the Travelator at the end, which is basically, if you know what it is.
It's like an escalator.
It's like an escalator which is flat, but it's going the opposite way. So you have to run up it as it's trying to push you
down.
Have
you ever done that on an escalator before?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Is it difficult to do?
It is, but if you run, it's fine. But imagine doing that after doing this right at the end of the show of the Gladiators, where they have just worn you down and your muscles are aching and your body is failing. I think that's the issue. Because, like, just run up. It's fine.
Because it's like
you know, it's funny when they get to the end and they fall and try to grab it and they just fall all the way down.
It's like the escalator in the airport.
Yes, exactly.
So it doesn't have the steps.
Yeah.
But it's on a slope.
I always find them odd.
But imagine.
Like, what's the point of them?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm running, I'm going quicker.
You don't move quicker.
You do move quicker, but not that much.
You
not that much quicker.
I find you don't move quicker than walking.
Sorry.
I've certainly
if you walk on it.
No, I find it even if I. If I'm not
if you
on
walk,
it.
If you walk on it, you're moving quicker because the ground is moving.
I would
right, we'll
move
go to
quicker.
Airport for next week's episode.
Are the airports open?
God damn it. I would have gone as well.
Pandemic.
They're open. Only
something to do on
travel.
The show.
Yeah.
I believe.
We've got to give to buy a flight.
Because I walk quickly.
Yeah.
So are you telling me if you
I'm
stay
you.
Put on the escalator?
I'm telling you, if you're walking on ground that is moving as opposed to ground that is static, you're going to be moving quicker because the ground on your planted foot is moving your planted foot, pushing you onwards.
Interesting.
Why are they there? Is it for like old people with luggage? You just
yeah, I'd imagine so.
So your dad walks into your room.
And he said, right, we're going to the beach. And what? What
you,
beach? I thought we were Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
We're going to the beach, Killiney Beach.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, put on loads of clothes. Do you know that Friends episode when Joey Tribbiani, look, I'm Chandler. I'm wearing all of Chandler's clothes.
At this stage, they know that you're going in?
Do you understand that Friends reference?
No. I'm sure someone does listening, so I'm sure I'll have to reference it. Do they know?
They are kind of 50-50. They think when I go down there, I'm going to be a little bitch and just stand there.
I've decided I'm not going to tell my story this week.
I thought so as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
We've given too much. Yeah. And you know what? We're not going to be doing a lot of things.
Yeah, so as whole as
so
many stories
hold
as
much
we
as we can.
So your dad walks into your room.
I made it. Do you know I made a list of some potential podcast guests I'd like to have on this year? Do you want to have a look at them? I showed it to my roommate, good friend Sean, and he went, why?
Do you want me to say them out loud? Or will I discuss the people?
You're not going to be that surprised by them. You might.
I might or might not.
Okay, look, I ended up swimming in Killiney
Beach. No. Let's do the guests afterwards. Let's get to step by step.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm in the car to
You're only not feeling this because you've already told it on the radio.
I told it.
But people don't listen. No, some people don't listen to the radio
show. Are you bored
show.
By this?
I'm not.
No, you're okay.
I'm not.
So we arrive at Killiney Beach and I said, Jesus, you know, I'm not mentally prepared for a beach.
Yeah, because you were prepared for the 40s.
So early in the morning and it's freezing. My dad said, Nathan, I have something in the boot of the car for you. It's a little surprise.
A family heirloom or something?
What is this? Valentine's Day? It's Christmas morning. Open the boot of the car. He hands me his Birkenstocks.
I hate Birkenstocks.
Have you ever worn Birkenstocks before?
I don't like them.
They
like the look of them.
So comfortable.
I especially don't like them on men.
They wrap around the feet.
Do shoes.
I had woolly socks on and Birkenstocks. And do you know what's nicer with the Birkenstocks instead of, you might say, a sandal? Do you know on the sandal you have that little ridge that goes in between the toes? Wrecks if you're wearing socks.
I wasn't brought up on flip-flops and sandals, so it just wasn't a thing in my family.
What do you wear on holidays?
Shoes.
No, but it's so hot.
I don't know any different. I don't
what
wear,
do you wear
flip-flops
if you're
or sandals.
Walking on the beach?
Shoes. Or
no,
my
the
feet.
Sand gets into the shoes.
I wipe my foot. It's so weird. It's kind of like dogs. I wasn't brought up with dogs. And I have a fear of dogs. I have a fear of flip-flops.
Have you ever worn a flip-flop?
I know I have. I've worn a flip-flop when I got older, going to like swimming pools and stuff like that.
What do you think? Verrucas and stuff.
Yeah. But I'm just not... I think now if I... I went through the whole of Thailand roasting hot without wearing flip-flops.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous.
Role play.
I will be wearing them in the future.
Role play.
Yes.
Your phone's ringing.
Hello?
Ring.
Hello?
Hello? Is this the short one from the radio? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Graham, how are you?
Thanks very much. What are you having for lunch?
Turkey.
Okay. Oh, interesting. You're doing the telephone voice. Okay.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Why?
I'm on loudspeaker.
Still telephone voice.
I'm not doing the fucking telephone voice.
Why? Because you don't want to put effort in?
I'm not. I'm playing the jazz music.
What else are you doing these days?
I'm not doing the telephone music.
Do the telephone music, and it's about just under 30 minutes.
Now, I am a Birkenstock company.
Yes. Hello.
We want to give you a free pair of Birkenstocks. You have to do 10 Instagram stories. We'll pay you €50.
No.
€100.
Make it 75.
€75.
Deal.
Now go to Instagram.
How's it going, guys? Do you love cork on your feet? Well, not talking about the county, talking about the material. Hey, here's my Birkenstock. Get your lot with Birkenstock. Now.
Boom. Swipe up.
75. Can't do swipe up.
So I'm wearing my father's Birkenstock and I still feel there's...
His toes engraved on the cork,
yeah.
No doubt.
You know my father's toes. Jagged, thick.
Thick toes.
My mother's looking at me and she thinks, you're not going to get in. You're not my son. I'm so disappointed in you.
Adam and Evan running in?
Adam and Evan.
Oh, message.
Sorry, it's from our producer, Callum Farmer. Saying things. Evan is not getting in.
What?
Yeah. I didn't tell you. He was feeling there was touch and go whether he could have COVID.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but he actually didn't.
Thanks for letting me know.
When your tongue was in my mouth. How's your brother Evan? Shut up. So was my brother Adam, myself, my parents, and Mark.
Yes. Mark's family down there?
Yeah, Mark's family there. My friend Mark. And I'm walking towards the beach in the Birkenstocks and the tiny togs, and it's so cold. And you have...
No, you've stripped off.
Yeah, I've stripped
off.
So
what are they saying? What are your parents saying?
Are you going to get in? Like, is this actually going to happen? I went, every dog has its day. Woof, woof. I'm walking on the beach, feet pressed...
Where's the Birkenstocks?
Against... What?
Where are the Birkenstocks?
The feet in the Birkenstocks. Pressed against the jagged rocks. That is why my father gave me his Birkenstock.
I can hear the sound effect of the gravel walking in.
No, that's jazz music. And if I didn't have the Birkenstocks, my feet would have been ripped raw.
Well, everyone else, I'm sure.
Yeah, everyone else was moving like Mick Jagger. Oh, I got the moves.
Sorry, Jagger.
The water is up to my ankles. Freezing. I try and mentally lie to myself. I go, no, it's really warm. Oh yeah, it's really warm. I walk further and further in. It's quite high. It's coming up around my crotch now.
You got to grab your parts. And then what I do is I grab them.
Yeah.
And I go, I dip them.
I couldn't grab them.
You just dip them.
So
you're gonna
cold.
Dip them. That's the worst part.
Dip and dab.
Dip it. Get it down there.
With this
so
beach,
cold.
Don't know if you've been in this water. There's a massive. You walk in and then it drops.
Oh.
It drops.
Oh.
Yeah. You walk. I'd say roughly 6 steps into the water.
How far?
Then massive drop, to your torso. So you're.
Jeez, that's a big dip.
Yeah. Well, your torso.
So your shoulders.
Well, yeah, mine's yeah.
Oh, I know your knees.
A bit taller.
Your
knees.
Yeah. My torso, your knees.
And I got in. I dunked the head. I let out a holy shit! Oh fuck! It's so cold. I ruined everyone else's swim because the people that swim every day they're used to it and they go, yeah, no, it is nice.
Don't you are? You're the person who starts the gym in January and stays for 3 weeks. And
that's it.
Clogs up the machines and everything like that.
And keeps saying, look at my arms.
Yeah,
arms. Ow, feel the
burn. How long did you
burn.
Stay in for?
I would say 2 minutes.
But that's not bad.
My feet were numb. I couldn't even slip my foot into the Birkenstock. I went, I can just walk on the rocks because I
feel
nothing. it was a lovely experience an hour afterwards. The whole getting dressed.
I saw you were back in bed on Instagram.
Yeah, I went because my parents in their house, they have the electric blanket. Oh. So I turned that on. Oh, so that was where I was dunking my body afterwards.
Gorgeous.
I really felt fantastic afterwards. Yeah, I'll be the first one to say sea swimming.
It's the next big thing.
It's
huh?
the next big
you,
thing.
You heard it here first. Heard it here first.
I'm going to keep my story about old boy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a long story.
Yeah.
That's a long one. I'll give you an email now because...
And then will you look at the podcast guest?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want me to look at podcast guest now?
Yeah.
No. I'll finish on the podcast guest. Okay. That's a good way to finish it. Okay. Emails. Send us in anything. We will read it. We're not picky. This is from...
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
That's the one. Kira. Hi, Graham and Nathan. By the time you're reading this, it'll probably be after the Christmas break. So hope you had a lovely Christmas.
Oh, thanks, Kira.
I had a wonderful one. And we hope you had a great one too. I'm a huge fan and COVID restrictions resulted in me binging your podcast. I'm currently wrapping up my master's and I can't help but feel like your podcast has kept me productive when working long hours. It's no surprise you're top of my Spotify podcast. Yes.
Yeah, Kira.
Something about your chats makes me feel like I'm listening to my mates chatting in the pub, which is much appreciated. When I haven't been in one in so long. I don't know what kind of mates you have talking about their marriage. Ye always have me in fits and I look forward to having to try conceal my laughter listening to your podcast in an office when I can finally get a job. Please, God, let that not be too far away. Ha ha.
I hope you get a job.
Look after yourselves and wish you the best 2021, Kira. Kira, congratulations on your master's.
It's so good having a master's. Well done, Kira.
And we very much wish you, if you want to tell us what you have a master's in, we'll put it out there. We don't have many listeners.
I was looking at doing a master's
in
a few
what?
Years ago in Smurfit. Holy Christ.
Yeah, you got 10 grand.
It's so expensive.
Probably more than that now, probably.
I'd say it's more.
We keep getting these messages from people.
Hey.
Who are trying to hey, want to join our podcast community?
Graham, do you remember that in the last episode you were going to put me in touch? With that watch company. I never...
Oh, they didn't?
I never got
anything. Well, they didn't reply to me either.
Oh. That was definitely made up.
Here we go. This is the big one. Kate Fleming. Subject, my religion exam.
Oh, this is huge! Give it a reset.
Kate, she's in secondary school. She had to do... She had to do an exam on religion.
Junior cert.
As to how Catholics and Protestants kind of get on. A couple of weeks before her exam, me and you were saying how you're a Protestant, I'm a Catholic, and how we can get on. We formed a...
Yeah, you kept saying we get on, but you're quite rude to me in that episode. Yeah. And whenever I tried to speak, you went, shut up, Protestant.
So, I saw this come through over the Christmas, and I decided not to read it. Sometimes I just skim them. Like, oh, I can't wait to read that. I said I didn't want to. Because we asked Kate to tell us.
What she got in the exam.
Or if her teacher said anything.
So wait.
I believe that this is going to be the result of her religion exam.
So she did the religion exam.
I don't know about us.
Yeah, I don't know if it actually is for the junior cert. But
it's in secondary school anyway.
But she said she used us as an example in her answer.
In her answer.
In the exam.
And we said... Please, when you get your results, let us know how you got on or what's you said.
I can't wait. Come on.
Hi, guys. I got my religion exam back where I talked about this podcast in it. I would like to tell you that I got...
Come on.
84%!
Yes! Come on!
And...
That's a B, isn't it?
And full marks in the question I talked about the podcast in.
What?
Come on. Can I hear fireworks in the background?
Are you making
huge
that
explosions?
Up? Are you making
fireworks?
That up?
I hear fireworks.
No, you don't.
I hear fireworks for Kate.
You hear jazz music.
However,
God.
When my teacher gave me my test back, she told me to maybe not mention the podcast and to not mention something that the examiner to mention something that the examiner would be familiar with.
Oh, what a slap in the face. Like they won't know what this podcast is.
I thought that was so wrong as the examiner could listen to the podcast. After all, she knows. Yeah,
yeah.
Damn right, Kate.
Do you see? Just damn right. Tell Kate what I'm doing.
He's putting an L, but looks more like an E because his index finger's kind of gone in between. And out to sea.
Loser.
Loser.
Not you, Kate, the teacher.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, of course your examiner is going to listen to this podcast. But if it is a real exam, maybe listen to your teacher. Anyway, she told me that I wouldn't want to mention anything the examiner didn't know, because then the examiner would have to look it up. And she said that would annoy the examiner. No, it wouldn't. It would really...
We're quick to find.
It would make the examiner happy.
Honestly, you can find us in a few seconds. Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. Oh, there it is. Actually, yeah, they're people. Oh, I'm going to actually have a listen. I'll subscribe. I'll comment. Thank you.
Kate has rebutted, though.
Yeah, go on, Kate.
I think that mentioning the podcast in my exam would be good, though. Because if the examiner listens to the exam, they would be...
To the podcast,
they would be in a good mood. Because they just found a good podcast.
Yeah.
Kate, you're speaking our language.
Good podcast.
You're speaking our language.
Let's do a good podcast.
But seriously, I think we have to err on the side of caution here. Kate, this is your exam.
This is your exam.
You can mention us, but maybe not the full.
No, don't
question.
Be.
I heard about these
we
guys.
We know it now.
Yeah, you've done it. You've done a fantastic job.
You've done it. You
job.
Don't need to do it again. It's repetitive.
Maybe, could you bring us up in your English essay?
I would prefer, instead of exams, stick up your hand. Graham Nathan Solberg, podcast rocks. Sarah, was that a question?
No.
Back on my exam.
That was a statement. I'm here to make statements. This is your junior exam, it's geography.
Can you shut up? Do you Stop need to it. Go to the bathroom?
Why?
Long live Graham and Nathan.
Why should they build the airport in the outskirts of town? Now, answer that question. Kate, we really appreciate you fighting the good fight. You are our soldier. You are our boots on the ground. Thank you so much for educating the examiners and the teachers about the podcast. Just be on the safe
Thank
side.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it, but maybe... I completely agree with what you're saying.
Education
obviously,
comes first, yeah.
Obviously, 99% of the time, if the examiner had to look us up, they're going to be in an unbelievable mood because they find the podcast and they go, God, this is such a good answer. But just in case, for the 1% of someone who... might listen to News Talk
Loser.
Or Radio 1.
News Talk.
You know, these examiners, they're not interested in comedy. So just in case you get one of them, maybe it's best to listen to your
They're
teacher.
Not interested in art.
No, they're not.
They're not
no,
interested
right.
in expanding
you're
their
right.
mind.
You're right. But if we do happen to come up on anything, let us know.
Yeah,
keep us updated, Kate. We want to know how you do as well.
RaymondNathan@gmail.com. Literally email us about anything.
Anything.
I
anything.
Said in the last episode that this year, 2021, we're not...
Big.
Dicking about anymore.
We were.
This
For the
is,
last 3 years, we have been dicking about.
This is...
3.5 years, actually.
Going,
Jesus Christ, this has been going on a while.
This is going to topple Joe Rogan's podcast.
Give me the guests.
We need to scatter a few A-list celebs on this podcast just to get the people going. Yeah, we'll share anecdotes, but
Am
also...
Am I allowed to say who these people are?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll judge it by...
I don't know. Now, there's 23... Yeah, man, I just did a big list.
But I
showed it to my roommate Sean, friend of the podcast, and he went, I don't like 3/4 of these.
Well, he doesn't listen to this podcast anymore.
But he said, do you know what he said? What's the
I'm
point?
I'm loving these.
He said,
I'm loving these.
He said, what's the point having these guests on the podcast? And I went, why not? And he went, are you hoping to improve your interviewing techniques? Give me a number. No, let's not say the names.
No, I can say the name because we'd already been lined up. But I don't want to do an interview with this guy over a line. I want to do it in person. Mario Rosenstock,
yep. I'd like to chat to him.
I approached Mario the second week of March. And I said, Mario, we would love to get you on the podcast.
And I'd like you to chat to Mario because you...
I am a massive fan of
You are
Mario.
A massive fan.
I used to get his album every Christmas, the Gift Grub album. And then lockdown happened, and I was like, well, I'm not going to annoy him now.
Yeah.
But I want to do Mario in person.
In person, fair.
Don't want to do him over a Skype line.
This is
He's
not
in the building, but we wouldn't be allowed to have
no, that's fair.
Him in here.
This is not in chronological order as well.
Jedward, 100%. But I think we've already approached them.
I did try and DM them. They didn't reply.
James Lockman.
Just get James back.
I think so.
See how he's good now.
I've got... a message when I put up over the Christmas, you know, get into the podcast. Here's a few ones you can start with.
Did he reply?
No, but someone else replied. Stephen replied saying that James Lockman won't be happy he wasn't included. I say, well, James Lockman has got up his game in 2021.
Come on. You don't have to go through them all.
Stu Griffin, you want him back?
Just to see how
I
he's
think
getting
so.
On.
One of our most popular episodes ever.
That was an emotional.
I'd love to know how he is getting on.
Recent
father moved to Mayo, started a new job.
Yeah.
Guy Sinnott.
Now, I know Guy has been done to death at this point. He's but the hottest chef in the country.
Claire sends me on these things and goes,
his meals are great.
She goes, oh, we should make this. I go, I know Guy Sinnott.
Yeah.
How? I go, I've been to dinner or lunch with Guy Sinnott.
We had lunch with Guy. He's such a charming, charismatic man.
He works for MCD Productions, but over the lockdown, he's an unbelievable cook.
Yeah.
I started putting her up on Instagram and now he's exploded.
I would love to know about food and the music industry.
Nicky Byrne. Not going to happen.
Big one, isn't it?
22, strange.
Tell me.
Why?
22.
That got you in trouble before.
No, I think 22 is good.
22 got you in trouble before.
Nah. I think 22 has an interesting story. I've been warned against 22.
From who?
Roommate.
Why? Oh,
being
yes.
warned?
No 22.
Are we saying 22. No 22?
No 22. Oh, that was so funny.
Do you not think 22?
22, that was so funny.
Any other names? What do you think?
Norma. I like Norma. Yeah, you didn't give her the only one without a surname. Norma and Jedward, the only ones without surnames.
Here, pass me the
out
phone.
Of 23.
I want to ask you, what do you think about, I'll give you the odd number. 19? Don't say the name. Okay.
No, that's no, all I no, needed. No, 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 because on when
that's all,
when,
no, that's when all I wanted to hear.
When they're on.
That's all I wanted
they're
to
on.
Say. 20?
No.
What?
No. Maybe. Okay. Oh, no, actually, I take
hey,
that
come
back.
Come on now.
I take that
Let's
back.
Let's open our minds.
20, yes.
We will take anyone. Yeah. I really want 11.
Okay, but that's Pat Balfe. That is the head of engineering here. He won't do it. Not a hope.
He will do it.
He's not going to come down here for 40 minutes. He is so busy. He won't do it. And he won't come in here as well because he's also a COVID officer.
3.
Eamon Murphy. He used to go to college with us.
Like, if I'm saying numbers, you don't need to say the name.
Yeah, but I'm with the positive ones. I like Eamon was in a dream of mine recently.
Okay, keep it to Eamon's yourself.
Eamon's a good guy. I like Eamon. I think we'd have a good crack with
21.
Eamon.
21. No. Why not? Jump on the bandwagon.
We've already been on that bandwagon.
Get back on.
I don't think don't give much.
Did you say 23's name? That's the big one.
Nicky
that's
Byrne. Yeah, Nicky. I said that's not going to happen.
Going to get Nicky Byrne on the podcast.
Give me a couple of weeks in advance. Don't just spring on me. Nicky Byrne's on the podcast today.
No, but do you not enjoy?
I do
me
enjoy.
Saying, right.
I that
all this
of
week
them,
we're going to be chatting to
all them fine. Nicky Byrne, give me. A week to
do you know
prep.
What?
I want
one. I would need to prep for, and you wouldn't. Last one. I know this is potentially boring for the listener.
No, I think they enjoy it.
17. Don't say the name. I think you'd be in your absolute element.
Why can't we say that name?
Will we say the name?
Oh, actually, don't say the name.
Does it add a bit of mystique? Yeah.
I think he is so at the top of his game.
I know.
And
I
we
think
can add that I bet him in this meet, but it doesn't matter.
I potentially...
doesn't matter. We'll talk about it. We graduated the same year.
He's at the top of his game. I'm probably trying to scurry back up to top.
Yeah.
I've been kind of dropping. I've been dropping.
Up and down. Me, I'm just always...
With him, I need to bring it, don't I?
What would you bring?
I need to do research.
I don't think we could do him either.
Why not?
Because he's so busy.
Because he's too big
so,
as well.
No, he's not too big. He'd be more than happy to do it. He works in this bloody building. But I reckon he's so busy.
I also want to throw it out there, GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. I'll ask you as well, Graham.
Yeah.
Just get off your phone, please.
Yeah.
What do we think about this as well? Because look, we're a community.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can veto it straight away. And maybe it would be too much work.
Wait, how about I have 2 votes.
Yeah.
And the listener has 1 vote.
Yeah, all right. What do we think about? See, some of the guests I have on my phone, they're either people in the office, they're people we know.
Oh, yeah.
People we know. All right.
And I like doing that because I can rock up and we can talk to them without doing
I was going to say,
and it doesn't stress
what
me
do we think of the odd bit of time I might find someone on Twitter?
Like who?
Just someone with a story that isn't in the
They'd
public eye.
Have to have... Ooh.
What do we think about... And I
see, this is it's so subjective.
I know.
It's subjective to the story.
What if I said
give me
to
an example of something that happened last year.
Great. What if I just said to you, hey man, sit down in your seat there.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the number. We're going to be chatting to a man who was raised by dogs. So yeah. Just put the number
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You like that?
Yeah.
But that we don't know.
It couldn't be just like, oh, we're no, going I to see- talk to someone who got a photo with Leo Varadkar on the street and it's gone viral.
No.
That doesn't interest me.
No.
Because there's no life story there.
Yeah, you want to... I know what
For
you want.
For instance, if it was, we're going to talk to...
The Fosbit kid.
No, there's no life story.
Okay.
That's just one guy coming out saying, oh, I'm belonging in Fosbit. What I'm thinking of is...
Someone
who drives a boat in Dingle and now has has to change their...
Someone who lost a leg in the war.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You want a human story.
Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Look, that's something down the line.
I like that.
I'll look around.
But don't just jump it on me. Give me a few days to prep.
Of course. Not an animal.
I mean a day.
Not an animal.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
How should I slip into their DMs and stuff?
So I've got a podcast that no one listens to. And we need to fill episodes.
Yep.
We've committed to doing this.
Sounds good.
So we need...
All right. Look, I've really enjoyed this episode.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for...
It's gone up to nearly a year since we said it. No, it's not.
Thank you so much for listening.
We're going to lockdown.
Thank you for doing this. March. Yeah. Thank you so much.
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. Do we have to put it to the vote? Do we have to get people to message in if they'd like to hear random things? I think we're both in agreement that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Unless you really feel strongly about us not doing that. Do give us an email.
Sometimes I say on Instagram, oh, this week is just Graham and I, and I get the odd DM. Thank God. I prefer when just both of you talk.
But I don't know if you prefer this one. Jesus, we managed to get over 50 minutes out of
Brilliant.
Your swimming story.
And we have still so much content.
Oh, yeah.
So much
next
great
week,
content.
Next week.
Don't give too much. Maybe, here's another thing. We just need the one story.
No, because we were both very giddy because we haven't done this in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So we were just all
over
the
shop. We wanted to be here.
We always want to be here.
Yeah, we do.
Come off it. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No.